Intervju Radija Študent. Red dress, red nails, your thoughts like dark colors, while I brim with hell, and a longing that won't expire until it's done. But we both can barely walk, and then we'll run, and spit in the face of God. Vampire lessons starting now. I need a companion to stalk the night. Unveiled, at last I am myself. No red and new, cataloging my moral decline. I know you knew, and felt this same heart rage. I'm nearly strained, then taking you in my arms. Vampire lessons starting now. I'll have you whole, oh, not at
Ja, pozdravljeni v oddaji Ereš intervju. Tole je bil komad Vampire Lessons, ki ga izvaja zasedba Forgetters, ki prihaja iz Brooklyna. Zdaj so z nami kar vsi trije člani benda. Naj sam še povem, da danes večer zasedba igra v Gali Hali in sicer na letnem odru. Zdaj pa kar bomo presedlali počas na angleščino in bomo v tem slogu tudi nadaljevali. So, welcome to all three of you here.
Thank you.
This is Radio Student. Tonight there's a show at Gala Hala in Metelkova. So maybe for the beginning of this interview, if you would be so kind and say who you are and what's your, what do you play or in a band? Or what's your, how you say, occupation in a band?
Sure, I'm Blake. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Caroline, I play bass and sing a little bit.
I'm Kevin, I play drums.
And you don't sing?
I don't sing.
Okay, you started in the summer of 2009. How did you guys met?
Well, Caroline and I were playing a little bit together, and then she knew Kevin and they knew each other.
Yeah, we had, Kevin and I had known each other from Florida and had lived together and we're old-time friends. So, he's a great drummer, so I figured he'd be a good person to ask to play with us.
So, you started playing shows a few months after your initial, let's say, get-together. You already had 10, or say 11 or so songs prior to the release of your self-titled double 7-inch. Why did you decide to record only four of them, so only four of those songs?
I think we just didn't want to do too much at first and to do a short idea of what the band was at that moment. So 7 inches are cool. People also like them.
Yeah, it also takes a lot longer for when you record something for it to finally come out. So there's that big lag time in between.
So it was easier to record just 4 songs and to not to record whole album and to have any leftovers or to decide.
That's how much money we had too. Okay. You know, we were paying for everything, and we just wanted to do a quick 2-day recording, mixing everything.
So did you have any songs written before you started Forgetters? I mean, or you started writing those songs when you got together and say, let's have a band, we don't have any songs, let's start anew?
Well, I had a number of songs and we played some of them, but these were all original that the three of us had put together. So this was a completely new set of songs, right?
Yeah.
So is this double 7-inch only, I mean, many were wondering if it's only a teaser for the album, and or can we expect the first studio album soon, or in the next few months, or
not in the next few months,
or this year?
We have plans to record.
Okay.
So, but we're doing everything ourselves, so it takes a little bit longer. So we don't like to make promises.
We had to do this tour first, you know, and then rest, and then record.
Yeah, that's how this band works: is we do one thing, and then we do the next thing. We never do 3 or 4 things at once.
Okay, you mentioned the tour. This is your first European tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've arrived to Europe after year and a half of your existence. So it's relatively quick for a brand new and still, let's say, relatively small band. If I didn't say anything wrong.
No, that's right. That's true.
Why did you decide to come to Europe, let's say, so fast? What was...
I think we wanted to see something different than the United States music scene, you know, which we've been playing for a year. And we've been to the West Coast of the U.S. and the South. And
the Midwest.
Yeah, we've really actually been around most of the states now.
But this this is your the longest tour so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is it? It's like 1 month and a few days, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you've mentioned you had, what, East Coast tours, West Coast tours in U.S. You played some... you had a lot of shows in this past... since your beginning. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
If you would compare shows in U.S. and shows here, do you find any... I mean, would you comment on that, on European shows compared to U.S. shows so far?
Well, I think the structure is a little different in terms of there's more of an established tradition of collectives and squats in Europe. The U.S. doesn't have that in the abundance that it is here.
Or the hospitality that usually is accompanied with that.
Yeah.
Where you show up and there's actual healthy food to eat.
Yeah.
Someone's not just giving you a Domino's pizza and some Budweiser.
And a place to stay.
Yeah, and a place to stay. Yeah.
I've felt kind of, you know, musicians are valued quite a bit more than in the U.S. Or it's shown very differently.
What about shows? I mean, the actual shows, not, you know, the thing surrounding the shows. Do they differ much, you know, American shows to those European shows you had so far?
Well, I think we have a unique perspective because there's a U.S. influence and the culture that is around kind of punk music from the States seems to be present at the shows we play. So I feel like we don't see always the local culture entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure I'm being clear about that. There's such an established tradition of U.S. bands coming to Europe.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
I think it creates a certain audience in Europe as well, in European countries. So, I sense a consistency in the circuit.
Okay. I'd like to comment that it's nice to see you came all down here to Slovenia. I mean, you have a show in Croatia tomorrow. Because a lot of bands on their first tour or on their first tours, they visit only Germany and some parts of Western Europe or UK. So you wanted to go more, let's say, more to the south, or the booking agency said all this?
We kind of wanted to do everything, but that's not possible. But I would say this part of the world is very interesting to me, and I'm really excited that was able to happen, because I didn't know that bands came here up until maybe 5 years ago or so, when I started hearing of bands like touring in Croatia. Slovenia was very exciting to me.
You always announce your band on a stage, correct me if I'm wrong, as one that comes from Brooklyn, not we're forgetters from New York. So could you tell us more about, is that right?
Brooklyn is its own city in many ways, and I think we all live in Brooklyn, and that's mostly where we actually spend our social time, a lot of it. So it seems worth making that distinction.
There is a big distinction in the city itself too.
So could you tell us more about Brooklyn music scene, or where do you see yourself? I mean, your band in the Brooklyn music scene.
We are one of 100,000 bands in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's all, everyone's in a band.
Yeah.
So could you be so kind and point out any new bands we should be paying attention to?
These days.
These days?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
I'm trying to think.
There's so many.
Veverice, a big brass band that I'm really into.
They actually come around this way.
Yeah. They have a real Balkan influence in their music. Yeah.
Okay, back to your band. I mean, from I've stumbled across some reviews, checked a few comments on the internet, and they all agree that Forgetters, I mean, your new band, your new project, is quite promising. And hearing something new from you is quite rewarding. Was there a lot of pressure when you decided to present your new music to the public? I mean, you all came from, let's say, more or less influential, or you were playing in more or less influential or well-known punk rock bands before that.
I don't think there was pressure, because we didn't set ourselves up for that kind of pressure. We started, you know, our first show was at our friend's house, where they have house shows all the time. Maybe 20, maybe 50 people were there. We kind of continued along that path, like any normal band would start.
Yeah.
So we really took ourselves out of that position.
There wasn't any kind of expectations or worries for you, I mean, for Forgetters, when you started this whole thing. It was like, let's have a band and that's it.
Yeah, that was it. You know, we got a lot of attention. People were interested in seeing the band because of where we'd come from. But I don't think there was pressure that we felt.
We're so low-key, it's ridiculous.
We don't want those things that you might want. Like, we don't need a label, we don't need, you know, a big stage. We like a good PA if we can get it, but it's not like, it's easier if you're not hungry in that way.
Okay, Forgetters' sound is less polished and more punk than any of your previous musical projects. Or, yeah, maybe not so, or maybe I'm just talking about your previous bands.
Yeah, against me.
I don't know.
Are more punk rock bands.
Okay, maybe then yours, Blake, your three previous bands. Mm. It's more punk, less polished. So how did you came to discover this sound of yours? Was there any bands you were listening at the moment, or you wanted to play more loud music, or it just came by?
I think for my own part, I really just wanted to play. I find myself playing a lot more guitar in this band, and that's been my real pleasure in it. Is I love singing, but I feel like I'm more of a guitar player in this band than in my other bands that I've been in. And I don't know if that makes it rougher, but it's musically it's more exciting to me to just focus on shredding.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know this word?
Yeah, I know this word, yeah.
I like to shred.
Yeah. It's more like a word you would find in music reviews of, I don't know, let's say metal bands. Or
yeah, not in a metal way.
Metalcore bands.
Yeah.
In a kind of yeah. 80s industrial way.
I'm joking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We still haven't mentioned any of your previous bands. Maybe we could, we should. I don't know what you mean.
I thought you weren't going to. That's what okay. You promised in the beginning of the interview.
I said I didn't.
Well, he actually promised not to
ask any question about questions. Your bands. Okay, anyways, you were playing, your previous bands, were Jawbreaker, Jets to Brazil, Bitchin, and even, you were playing in Against Me at the beginning, the very first drummer. So when we take the list of the bands you guys played in before Forgetters, it's kind of obvious you didn't start from a zero. You already had some advantage to all other bands. So when I see, a poster show, there's always Forgetters. It's X Jawbreaker, X Against Me, X Bitchin. So what do you think of that?
I'm okay with it. It's where we come from. I'm not into hiding from the past or denying it. I think people know that anyway. They're going to figure it out through the internet, through the system of communication.
So yeah, I remember when I saw you in Austin, everyone was not saying let's go and see Forgetters, let's go and see Blake's new band. People were still weren't familiar with the name of your new band. So yeah, that's why I'm asking this. But anyway,
I can answer that.
Yeah.
I think that, all that gets you is a certain audience for a very short period of time to check it out. And then I think it's our job as a band to be interesting enough that they think, all right, this is a band, I want to follow, pursue it. And so far I feel like that's happened. But
yeah, in New York we actually play, I think, a decent amount of shows to a larger audience that are not familiar with any of our previous
bands.
Yeah. And so it's really exciting when they come up and they're very excited about the band because they're not coming projecting what they think it might be or et cetera.
Yeah, it's a lot better when people come to your shows because they appreciate what you're doing now.
No, not what we're doing in your previous band.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on, ask a question or two about the lyrics. When I was browsing your lyrics, a lyric for a song Not Funny, I didn't know it's about an Afghani girl torn between her love for a soldier and her father. I read it somewhere on the internet.
We hear it a lot.
You hear it a lot? But is it true?
It was true in my imagination when I wrote it.
Okay, yeah. So how come the reviewers found out it's about that? When I went through your lyrics,
it's all my fault because I made the mistake of explaining
it.
My lyric
okay.
on stage.
Okay.
I'd rather that it just be in there for me or for if you want to find that, that's present. But
so you,
I'm not talking about lyrics anymore.
Okay, but you write all of the lyrics or most of the lyrics?
I do, yeah.
And you all three together write songs or you came, it's everyone else, everyone brings an idea in a band or how does it look like?
Yeah, I think everyone, I'll bring in an idea, but everyone writes their part and we all kind of arrange how we feel like it should go. We make it into a song as a band.
Yeah, it's a little slab of stone.
You'll slab
pick up
of
our
stone?
Little hammers
okay.
and start.
okay.
Making beautiful sculptures with it.
So, yeah, we're slowly getting to the end of this interview. You have any plans for future? I mean, for let's say next few months. What are your plans?
Go home and sleep.
Yeah, go home and hide. Not talk to each other for a few weeks.
And not swimming. You know, just for, you know, to get a break. Not for anything bad. It's summertime in New York now.
Yeah.
It's time to go to the beach.
Okay.
Ride your bike around, you know.
And record, and that's enough.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
Okay. So, do you have any last words for this interview? Any last words for our listeners?
I think we're really excited to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First
really
time for all of us. And we want to go look
so
at it.
Cool.
Just come to the
there.
Show and talk to us.
Oh, please talk to us.
Let us ask you questions.
Not the other way around.
Beautiful city.
Not just us asking you questions, but the other way around.
Yeah.
But let's just have an conversation. Let's just talk.
Okay. So thank you guys for this interview.
Hey, thanks for having
and,
us.
And see you at the show.
Cool.
Tole so bili Forgetters iz Brooklyna. Naj sam še enkrat povem, da zvečer nastopajo na letnem odru Gale Hale na Metelkovi. Poleg njih so še Mr. Fontone ter graški gostje Lambda. Koncert se začne temle mal po 21. uri. Tako da vljudno vabljeni, pa se vidimo na koncertu. Adio.
Intervju Radija Študent.